I will arise and go now, and go to Innisfree, and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day. I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore, while I stand on the roadway or on the pavement's gray. I hear it in the deep heart's core. That's W.B. Yeats.
That was beautiful.
Yeah.
And welcome to Bee Movie Mania, where the honey just got funny. Hello! Welcome to Bee Movie Mania. I'm your host, your favorite Bee Movie Maniac, Michael Hayes, and with me is a bee expert who was willing to sit down and watch this movie not once, but twice with me, Mr. Jeffrey Alvarez. Hello, thank you.
Yeah, hello.
Thanks for coming in.
It's good. I'm happy to provide some bee expertise.
It's very kind of you and humoring me in this whole situation. What the fuck was that you just read?
Oh, the poem. It's a classic poem. If you're looking at like a body of work about bees, I think one of the first things you're gonna find is W.B. Yeats' the Lake Isle of Innisfree.
Okay.
It's a classic poem.
So that was about bees?
Well, it's not about bees. It's about finding peace in the countryside. It's a very standard, it's like almost a little bit cliche, right? It's kind of like, oh, well, I'm going to go out to, you know, the countryside and, like, live a peaceful life. But the bee is a key component of this, right?
Oh, because they pacify you.
There's a reason the bee features prominently in the first,
stanza?
Few lines there. Yeah, is it a stanza?
Or whatever. It could be.
Yeah, I think it is. But, you know, yeah, because he's going to build a small cabin. Like, basically, he's Justin Vernon or Bon Iver or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bon Iver, yeah.
Yeah, he's writing his hipster folk album. He's also going to do some beekeeping while he's out there.
Is he doing some bee work?
Mm-hmm.
Bon Iver?
Well, no, but he, like, built a cabin and lived in it and wrote some emo songs, right?
Oh, okay. So, like, you think the Yeats is the original emo songwriter?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Well, anyway, this is not on topic anymore. we watched the 2007 American computer animated comedy B-movie that Jerry Seinfeld made, I think, right? Did he make it or did he just star in it? He made it, right?
He made it, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you do the due diligence on
No, I was hoping you would. I was hoping a B-expert would be able to cover all the things.
Yeah, well, I'm also a Jerry Seinfeld, like... fan, right? I loved Seinfeld.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, looked into this, and I think, and I, like, again, I'm the bee expert.
So
I'm not going to say I'm an expert on the movie, but, like, I'm pretty sure that the way it worked was, like, he was at dinner with Steven Spielberg and,
like
randomly did a Jerry Seinfeld bit where he's like, they should make a bee movie, but it's about a bee, and then... like, it's Steven Spielberg, so he, like, called DreamWorks or something the next day.
So
I think that's how that happened.
Spielberg didn't understand what it would be like to make a B-movie. He just says, like, I'll make an A-list fucking top of the line. We'll cut multiple millions of dollars in it.
Yeah. And I think it took, like, multiple years for them to make this movie.
Really?
That's all I know about the movie.
Jesus. The budget was $150 million. And... you know what it took into the box office?
Is that a lot of money?
Yeah, that's a decent bet.
It seems like a lot of money.
Yeah. Man,
just to be expert.
Yeah, I know. It took in the box office, $287 million. So it more than made its money back. It almost doubled it.
Yeah.
Which I know some movies do more than that, but...
Well, do you remember seeing the ads and everything for that? I remember seeing,
really.
Like, a couple features where, like, Jerry was, like, sitting down and, like, talking about the making of the movie. I remember about it. I just remember seeing
he was on 30 Rock promoting
it.
And
I
only watched 30 Rock after the fact. So I remember
is that why we're sitting here right now? Because you watched 30 Rock and
yeah, this is the whole reason. This is why. I just remember seeing that and thinking it was years after the movie. I thought the movie came out in like early 2000s. It was late 2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. I graduated college in 2007.
Good job. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we... Okay, so we've got a bunch of people called in with a bunch of questions, but why don't we first just go over real quick just the very simple plot line of what this movie could possibly be.
Right.
Oh, I made a B pun, so I'm going to drink.
Yeah, I'll do it with you.
Okay, so this movie starts out. Jerry, or no, Barry. They couldn't name him anything. Why is his name just Barry?
How did the movie start? What was that thing that flashed up on the screen? What's the
There was B-Facts.
Okay with it. Yeah.
Yeah, no, you were obsessed by that. Out, I remember
they
that.
Started out on a poor note. And it wasn't good.
According to all known laws of aviation, there is no way that a bee should be able to fly. Its wings are too small to get its fat little body off the ground. The bee, of course, flies anyway, because bees don't care what humans think is impossible.
That is ludicrous. That is a bunch of ludicrous bullshit, okay? First of all, what do they mean, all known laws of aviation? Like, the bee is flying.
Yeah, I have no idea why they don't think.
I'm telling you right now, the bee can fly, and it's fine. Like, no one's worried about it. I mean, I know what... So, like, I will say this. Like, the bee's wings flap, like, somewhat erratically. They don't flap at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay? So, like, it's not super efficient, if that's what they mean. But it's not that, like, scientists are sitting around trying to figure out how... in the world, these bees can fly. That's not a thing. That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's false. They started out on a, like, with a falsehood.
Yeah. It's just how it goes. It's probably some sort of pop culture. It was probably in an episode of Friends or something.
It doesn't even factor into the movie. There's no reason for that to be at the beginning of
the
movie.
No, also, yeah. So what is impossible? No, none of that matters.
No,
What is impossible is the entire movie. Because the movie, after we get that, we jump into, like, the beehive, which is a Willy Wonka fucking factory of insanity.
Yeah, yeah, it was too much. It was beautiful.
Sure.
It was very nice.
I'd like to visit, but... It was just a utopian, weird... Everything's automated. That's right. Everything's automated in that thing.
Right. Not only... All right, so am I going to dive in too hard on the bee facts right now?
Give it. All the bee facts.
I'm just a bee expert.
I know you are.
A hive, like, is not like that on the inside.
No.
Okay? Bees are fucking filthy. The hive is disgusting. It's sticky. We're talking about honey.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's filthy, it's disgusting, it's dark and dank in there.
It looked really nice in the
really
movie.
Really well lit. There was, like, purple and stuff
There was some good color concepts
No. Like, bees are filthy.
There was a Tesla.
The hives are filthy.
Yeah. Do they have roller coasters, at least? Because that was a thing throughout the whole thing.
Yeah. I'll have to do some follow-up research on whether or not there is roller coasters. I don't think there's roller coasters.
Okay.
I don't think any of that was very
accurate. Well, I would... A follow-up would be great. So Barry and his friend Matthew Broderick, like, graduate high school and instantly get a job. And then Barry's like, I don't want to do this job for the rest of my life.
So is his name Barry because it's Jerry Seinfeld, but he's a B?
Yeah, I'm drinking. It's fine. There's no way that's not the reason, right? Like, there's plenty of movies where, like, the celebrity changes their name slightly, especially in, like, an animated thing, but...
Okay, again, just to be extra.
I understand. But, yeah, that's definitely the reason. So he doesn't like the job. He wants to go do something else. So he joins the Bee Jocks, right? And those are the types of bees that go out and fly into the world and pollinate and collect nectar.
Right.
Now,
right, and he's just a cute little bee. He's not he's not cut out.
He's not one of those big buff bees.
Yeah. He's not cut out for that life.
Now, bees actually do collect nectar, right? Like, that's their bit?
Yeah, well, they collect nectar and pollen.
Okay.
They've got a pollen pouch.
Uh-huh.
And they can collect the pollen in that pouch.
Interesting. And the nectar, does it just stick to them? Or do they have, like, a nectar sac or something?
I don't know. I think they're just drinking the nectar. I think they just like the nectar. I don't think they're collecting the nectar. I think it
just happens, right?
They like the nectar.
Oh, yeah. That's what they're collecting the nectar, but the pollen ends up coming up on them.
Pollen's what they're collecting. They're bringing it back. They love the pollen.
They love the pollen.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're putting the pollen in their pouch and they're bringing it back.
Okay. So Barry goes out there and he, like, gets into some trouble. Some crazy hijinks happen. He runs into a human couple and then basically falls in love with a human woman.
Which you can stop right there because they were on the right track. Like, uh-huh. Bees do, in fact, encounter human beings a lot. They rarely...
Do they?
I am fairly sure that I'm not aware of any bee falling in love with someone.
Yeah. You haven't, in your research, have not discovered anything like that. Okay, well, that's the... I mean, that's not... Maybe that's pushing it a little far. I mean, there's a bit of a flirtation going on in the movie. But maybe they're just being friendly. But it is real weird that Renee Zellweger and Barry have a bit of a thing. They start talking a lot, getting along really well. Barry stops doing his work at the beehive. He doesn't want to do it. Have you heard of any terms like that for bees who don't, like rogue bees that don't want to do the work? Because bees seem to be busy. No?
Yeah, I mean, they're busy, but I mean, like...
But there's not, like, there's usually roles for bees, right? There's, like, drones, and there's a queen, and there's, like, something else.
Yeah, there's all... Yeah, they all have their own
roles. So it's bad for a bee not to be doing what it should be doing.
And the queen actually gets selected really early on when they're still, little baby queens.
Really?
They're not fed the honey. They're not eating honey. They're eating royal jelly.
What does that mean? Do you know?
The queen, when you're selected to be a queen, you're feeding on royal jelly. You're not eating the honey with the rest of the commoners. You're not going to eat at a fucking trough of honey when you can have the royal jelly.
So honey is a peasant food?
Yeah. The queen is, like, gorging itself on, like, this super concentrated, lush, like, wonderful royal jelly.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's weird that it's called jelly when we're talking about honey otherwise, right?
Well, they're both spreadables.
Both spreadables, not a really good combination.
No. I mean, jelly in my mind is like the lower of the spreadables.
Why isn't honey jelly? I don't actually... Jelly have to be a fruit?
I think it has to be gelatinous is the key.
Honey's kind of gelatinous.
I think it has... Anyway, so so Barry doesn't want to do his job. He keeps hanging out with this Renee Zellweger. And they go to a grocery store, and he sees all this honey bottled on shelves, and he freaks the fuck out because he thinks humans are stealing the honey.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they are. I mean, like, the concept of the show, they're definitely, like, stealing the honey, right? Yeah. Who's the guy stealing all the honey on the cover of the jar or whatever?
Oh, Ray Liotta.
Yeah.
Ray Liotta's stealing all the honey.
He looks very menacing on the, like, jar of honey.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
Yeah, it's pretty great. So Barry gets it in his head to, like, sue humanity.
So far we've got this bee that is trying to be like a jock.
Yeah.
But then falls in love with a human.
Yeah.
But now is upset that the humans are stealing
the honey. He's gonna do something about it.
So it's like all making perfect sense at this point.
Yeah, everything makes sense to this movie so far. And then we go to the courtrooms because he's suing humanity.
Yeah.
Where a big old fat John Goodman.
Yeah, the best part of the movie, honestly.
Steals the movie.
Yeah.
He is really,
really
good.
Really good.
He starts trying to fight the legal system, and they go back and forth, a lot of courtroom stuff going on. And in the end, they win. I'm just trying to do this real quick, because we have a lot of questions to get to.
That's true.
But they win.
Missing a lot of the subtleties in the movie. I mean, like, John Goodman slaps the elastic of his pants. I really liked that when I was fucked up the first time we watched this movie. Well,
yeah.
It was good this time.
But John Goodman is the best part. Like, there's that, and he...
There's that. No, the best part is when you skipped the best part of the movie.
Let's talk about it.
When Barry first speaks to the... woman.
So
what's
Renee,
her name?
Renee Zellweger.
Renee, yeah, well, she's no Babbity Bumble, but, like, she's seriously, what did he say? He goes, hi.
And then she freaks
the fuck
out.
That's his, like, intro.
Yeah.
hi. I'm sorry.
You're talking.
Yes, I know. I'm so
sorry. You're talking.
I know, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
So good.
It's really good.
All right, sorry.
No, that's fine. So he, they win the court battle. All the honey goes back to the bees. They pump the honey back into the beehives.
Right.
And then all the bees stop working.
They're flush with honey.
And it's great.
They don't have to work anymore.
Movie over. Credits roll.
They're, like,
everyone's
diving
happy.
Around in the honey.
Yeah. And it's over. Everyone's happy. Movie ends.
Yeah. It's done.
Yep.
Perfect.
Except not.
Cool. It was fun. Oh, yeah. It's not over.
No. Because what happens if the bees aren't out there collecting nectar?
Well, the, like, you know, all the plant life and everything is inevitably going to suffer.
Because the pollinization.
You see, the circle of life is a fickle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the bees play a, you know, sometimes the little guy plays an outsized role in society. Think about that.
You think that's
in life, in the game of life.
You think that's what the movie was saying?
Yeah. I the movie was saying a lot of things.
I think the movie could
have said. There were a lot of weird undertones in the movie. And
yeah.
Like,
there was a thing about capitalism. There was a thing about actually needing a job, but then also you shouldn't have to do it. It was a whole weird thing.
Yeah, and like there was a part early in the movie where like he is young and he hasn't like worked yet. He's like working to be able to work. And like the like, not the queen bee, but like the teacher bee is like, oh, well, remember, you've worked all your life to get to this point where you get to work all your life. And it's kind of like, he's a bee. Get to work.
Yeah, get to work, you dumb bee. Yeah. So, okay, so all the plant life is dying on the entire planet.
Yeah, and he sees it, and he's like, oh.
Oops. Oops. And then nope. And then the love of his life, Renee Zellweger, is going to... Oh, she's a florist, by the way. She's going to the final Pasadena Rose Bowl, which this movie's based in New York, which you knew because Jerry Seinfeld's involved, and Pasadena's in California. So he comes up with this whole heist to get the get the flowers, one float of flowers from the Pasadena Rose Bowl, and get it back to New York so that his beehive can pollinate all of New York. And then thus the rest of the world.
Which, like, when he was flying through Central Park, there were flowers everywhere.
Yeah.
But the only flowers left are in Pasadena. He's
yeah.
going to go all the way over there.
It doesn't make sense. But what did? And so they end up flying the thing back, flying the float back, and bees help them land the plane because there's a problem with the plane. I'm really glancing over this. You should watch this movie. It's fucking bonkers.
Yeah. I honestly didn't hate it.
No, I had fun watching it. Like, I liked it for all the wrong reasons, I think, but I still liked watching it. Yeah, and so they do it. They everyone lives happily forever. Everything's good. Mm. And so, yeah. I hope you understood that really brief description
of
that movie.
Yeah, like, I feel like you rushed me through.
Oh, sorry, what did I miss?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the calls. I'm looking forward
That's
to...
That's kind of what I want to get to.
I wouldn't mind bestowing some of my knowledge on people. Get it? Because you see...
Yeah.
You well, you tell people your knowledge, but you're bestowing it.
Oh, so I have to drink because you made the pun?
Yeah, that's right. We're both drinking.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you everyone who called in, and let's get to these calls.
Shouldn't you thank them after? Are you sure you want to thank them?
Yeah, I'm thinking beforehand.
Okay, I'll thank you after if I approve of your question.
Okay.
Does this film tackle the fact that nicotine and pesticides have been killing off bees? Yes or no? Boom.
Right off the bat, we got a real serious question here.
No.
It doesn't tackle
it doesn't. In fact, it's a little bit victim blaming here, right? So the bees are really the ones that were the victim in this movie.
Yeah.
Fucking humans are the ones that stole their honey.
With smoke.
They get the honey back, and then the world dies. It's the bees' fault that the world is dying. It's not... our fault that the bees are not doing their job or dying or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, no, the movie does not address that, right?
Not
was
at
there
all.
Even a, like, hint at, like...
There was a hint at smoke.
That's true.
Like, secondhand smoke. There because they're using smoke to gas the bees, right? They use those, as you put it... what did you refer to that as?
I don't think I referred to
I
that.
I think you called it concentration hives. I think you said while we watched it. But yeah, there's that. So there's like some jokes about, we weren't even asked if we wanted the smoke. Well, they weren't, what was it? It was, a bee hasn't even been asked smoking or not. Ha! Ah!
Yeah.
That kind of whatever joke that was that he made.
Yeah. Cause he's Jerry Seinfeld.
But, yeah. Cause he's Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
But they didn't really discuss that. And that maybe Bee Movie 2 will.
Yeah. Is
it's been 10 years. Well, it's been 10 years, but maybe it's never too late.
It's not.
All right. Let's take another question. Thank you, caller.
Hey, Michael, it's Seth. So I'm looking at IMDb. Get it? IMDb. Anyway, bees in the real world have a very different biology than bees in this movie. In the real world, male bees don't contribute at all to the honeymaking process, which is done entirely by females. Male bees are drones and just hang around the hive to meet with the queen. Drones have no stingers. That's the female reproductive organ and self-defense method. Though bees do tend to die after stinging as the stinger rips free of the body as the bee flies away. Furthermore, insects have 6 legs, not 4. So my question to you is, if you were designing bees, how many legs do you think they should have? Or how many legs would you give them? That's my question. Bye.
Wow, great question, caller. Mm-hmm. Huh. If I was designing bees, how many? What do you think? If you were designing bees, how many legs would you give them?
Why give them any legs? They're flying around.
They gotta land.
What do they need legs for?
Well, they gotta land.
What are they landing for?
To deposit the honey?
They could just land. I say no legs.
You say they just belly flop onto the into the
yeah,
hive?
Exactly. Just slide like TC on that towel.
Yeah, they got the honey. Is honey slick to them, or is it still sticky for them?
I'm telling you, it's sticky and slick. Like, it is disgusting in there.
Mm. I think...
If they had legs, they wouldn't be able to get up again. They'd just be stuck in there.
That's a good point. Yeah, the legs would stick.
That's just my vote. Yeah. I'm just the bee expert. What is the bee movie guy think?
Well,
what does Mike think? That's what we all want
to
know.
As a bee movie expert, I think if I was designing bees, I might try to, like, do one of those sci-fi movie type things and mix a couple creatures together. I'd give them 8 legs. Make them kind of like spiders. Spider bees. That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
What if they could bite you on one side and sting you on the other?
Yeah, that's a much scarier movie.
Well, thank you, caller. All right, and the next?
Hey, bee guys. It's Tom. Tom Morrison. I was wondering, do you think there was enough Ray Liotta in that movie? Because I think there should have been way more. Ray movie. No, wait. Bee Liotta. Bees.
All right, caller, I guess we have to drink to that one.
Yeah,
that was pretty good.
Indeed.
Enough Ray Liotta.
You had to remind me who Ray Liotta was when we
yeah,
first
but you
watched
knew who he was.
Whatever,
you just asked
right?
me. You recognized him. You just had to ask what his name was.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there was. I think I would have liked a whole sixth act of the movie where Ray Liotta is actively trying to keep his honey.
Yeah, because to be fair, he really only like significantly figures into that like one court
scene. That court scene, yeah.
Like he's on the jar of the honey in the grocery store.
Yeah.
That little scene, but like you don't really.
Why do you think they chose Ray Liotta?
I don't know. That's really
They
odd.
Could just get him, probably. Because he had nothing. There was no
Is
like.
Is he friends with Jerry Seinfeld
probably.
Or something?
He's a New Yorker, I assume. That's the only reason.
They made him so menacing looking. It's
yeah.
Great.
Like, they had... The other celebrity was Sting that was in the movie.
Yeah.
And that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because his name's Sting.
Right. Yeah, it's a decent bit.
Ray Liotta, though...
But is this what it's come to for you, Mr. Liotta? Exploiting tiny, helpless bees so you don't have to rehearse your part and learn your lines, sir?
Watch it, Benson. I could blow right now.
This isn't a good fella. This is a bad fella.
Okay, thank you, caller. All right, next caller.
Buzz Buzz. Hey, Mike. This is B-Movie Maniac Chris, who you may know from B-Movie Mania. I just have one question that I'm hoping you guys can answer. So with the last several years, the whole colony collapse problem with bees, why and their disappearance due to aliens, the environment, Paul Brooks or Jason Holes, any one of those things might have caused this problem. Why didn't this also happen to B Movie? Why is B Movie still on available through whatever streaming services there are, and not just gone away or died like other bees? All right, hey, thanks for calling. Bye.
Hey, Chris. Thanks, Chris. As you all listeners may or may not know, Chris is one of the normal co-hosts of this show, and that's a great question. Why hasn't the bee movie gone the way of the bee? And I don't know. Do you have any thoughts on that?
I do. I mean, it's a complex topic. There's like a lot of science involved.
Yeah.
I don't want to insult Chris, but like, I'm just going to kind of keep it high level here.
Right? Well, he's a computer scientist, so.
Yeah. Well, okay, you know, so am I, right? But anyways, like but this is the thing about the movie. is that, like, it's not, it's, like, the bee's fault.
Yeah.
Like, that's the solution for the movie, is, like, it's their own
fault. It's the bees.
They weren't doing their job. They got too much honey. They got it all returned to them. Yeah. That's their own fault.
Well, I think, personally...
Like, that's the propaganda part of this movie, is, like, it's the bee's own fucking fault for the world dying.
Well, I think, probably, in my opinion, and I'm not a bee expert, but I am a bee movie expert, and I think that the reason that bee movie is still around is because that, you know, reptilians created things like Netflix and Hulu, and this is... They keep content like this digitally so they can then use it against the human race to pacify them and fatten them so that they can eventually just reap their organs.
Oh.
All right, well, thank you, caller. let's take another one.
Hey, this is Buzz. I just had a question. I wanted to know both of your opinions on the other Barry Heifeld pictures and TV shows, and I just wanted to know, out of the different pieces of art that he's been in, which ones are your favorite? Would it be comedians in cars drinking honey, the hit show Heifeld, or the 22 different movies and TV shows that Barry Heifeld was credited playing himself in? Thank you very much. Big fan. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling in. Yeah, Barry was in a lot of different movies and shows. My favorite. Barry Heifeld is very good. Or Heifeld. I mean, his name's Barry, but...
See, I don't know that you like Heifeld.
I like Heifeld.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, when we lived together, like, I don't really remember you wanting to be like, oh, yeah, let's watch a bunch of... Heifeld.
Well, I have watched. Didn't we watch a bunch of comedians in cars drinking honey? Mm-hmm. Like, I did enjoy that, the little interviews he has or little interactions with his... I mean...
Yeah, I've only seen a few of those, but yeah.
I mean, his stinger is hard for fucking, like, cars the whole time. Which were in the movie. Which, surprisingly, were in the movie. There were bees driving cars in the hive, which was very confusing.
There were a lot of really subtle Barry bits, right?
Yeah.
Like, there was a lot in there for the more than casual Barry fan.
Yeah. There's a lot of, like...
I get that.
I feel that was a future reference, because Barry does love cars. We know this. Hence, his later internet crackle.
I think it was well known and established when this movie was made that he was really into cars.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah, well, I know so.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Well, I know
more than just B-facts.
Do you have a favorite?
Seinfeld is like a show.
What?
Heifeld.
Oh,
is a thing something else. Is something that I just still watch. So
yeah, you know, I really like one of my favorite parts that Barry has done is his cameo on Honey Rock, where he's on there for a thing and he promotes this TV show, this TV show he made as if he was a human called Seinfeld. Which is a take on Heifeld, but it's like him as if he was a human in it, and it's really good. It's just a really funny bit.
He's like eating a bunch of cereal instead of honey.
It's really
shit.
Good, and like Tina Fey is one of my favorite actresses too. Like, she's really good in it. So, great question. Thank you. Next caller.
This is Calvin Clifton. I am 56 years old. I live in Prim, Nevada. I am a restaurant owner and a men's rights activist. And I wanted to ask you, Michael, and also your bee expert, are there different kinds of bees? And I will hang up now and listen to your answer. Thank you.
What was his name?
Calvin Clifton. Hi, Calvin. Full Clifton. Name... is all out there. You wanted to give us all that information, huh, Calvin? 56, Prim, Nevada, men's rights activist.
Clifton, I've got a few things to say to Clifton.
Yeah. I like calling him by his last name, too. Right. Clifton's a good
name.
Sounds
pretty nice.
Yeah.
Here's the problem about being a men's rights activist. and asking a question of a bee enthusiast. When you listen to this episode, you'll hear the previous caller that referenced how, like, you know, the male bee doesn't really do a whole of a hell lot.
No. Drones,
and
they call
and
them.
You could, yeah, you, I mean, you could, like, extend that. It's almost, like, could be applicable to other things. But in fact, like, the female bees are badass. They're amazing. And they're more than any man will ever be or ever could be. In fact, the coolest thing about the female bee, Mike, I don't know if you know about this.
Tell me.
Super sisters.
Please tell me. What?
Super sisters.
Are you serious?
Super sisters.
What is that?
Listen to this. Okay, there are super sisters. Uh-huh. Because females, so female bees develop from fertilized eggs.
Uh-huh.
The males are developing from unfertilized eggs.
Wait.
So what that means is this, that because a male has only one copy of each gene, his daughters have two. So that means, like, that means that his daughters share 75% of their genes with each other.
Oh.
And that is called super sisters.
Wow.
They are more related to each other than they are to him. Because he doesn't fucking matter.
That's amazing.
Yeah, super sisters.
Geez, I even forget the rest of
I don't know
Clifton's
question.
So it's fine. Like, that was a very informative and wonderful question. Or answer. Sorry. Question. Give or take. Clifton, please continue to listen to the show. I'm sorry. But...
Yeah, sorry, Clifton, if I co-opted your question. We all really value your question.
No, we don't.
The men's opinions are all very important to all of us, but we're not going to answer it.
No. Anyway, next caller.
Hey, Mike, I got a bee question. I wasn't sure who to ask this, but I was wondering, is Jerry Seinfeld funny? Just, I can't figure it out. Thanks.
Thank you, caller.
I'm actually, honestly, he asked you, and I'm curious about your answer.
Okay, well, yeah, in this movie, a few times, there was a couple genuinely funny parts in this movie.
Yeah. Courtroom.
Courtroom, there's a couple good scenes. Most of the time, not. Most of the time, not in this movie, I'd say. In my opinion.
Yeah, not. And, like... But, like, still very his humor.
Yeah. Like, sometimes I think I laughed because I'm just like, oh, Jerry. You're just doing Jerry. Like, I think that's mostly actually why anytime I laughed, I was like, that's so Seinfeld.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Hope that answers that question.
Yeah, I definitely agree.
All right. And next caller?
This question, I was wondering if any of the bees got an HJ. And just, again, my question, did any of the bees get an HJ, you know, a honey job? Thank you.
Wow, great question. I mean, a little creepy until the end.
That was actually pretty creepy.
Yeah. They did. Matthew Broderick got a honey job in the movie. Barry didn't want a honey job, but Barry got a honey job.
Yeah.
Do you think... But wait, do you think Renee...
What was the character's name? Do you remember Renee?
I don't know. It's
Renee.
Yeah,
I mean,
Zellweger.
She was no Babbity Bumble. So she wasn't like...
That was a line in the movie.
She wasn't handing out HJs all over the place.
No. She was married to Patrick Warburton, which also was one of my favorite parts of the movie. Because his voice was dialed up to 11 the whole time. It was putty, hard, angry putty the whole time. It was really good.
Yeah, I read like some stupid review of this movie, actually, and like... They were talking about Jerry Seinfeld was like, or sorry, Barry Seinfeld was like, Heifeld, whatever. He was all like, he's like, I really wanted to bring putty into this movie, but I wanted him to be a little, like, more putty. Or something like really stupid like that. Like,
yeah.
Do it up big, like.
Yeah. You gotta have it. You gotta be crazy,
yeah.
Jerry.
I didn't hate the scene. I liked the scene where he was, where Barry is like with a plastic knife and fork cutting up food and just enjoying himself at the dinner table, and Putty is pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a pretty good bit.
All right, let's take another call.
There's bees everywhere. There's so many bees. Help. Michael, what do I do with all these bees? The bees are all over me, Michael, help me. Oh, God.
It got real quiet at the end.
It did. Why is he asking you for help? Didn't he know you had a bee expert?
That is a bad... Yeah, I don't know.
He's calling in. He's got two people to talk to. You can talk to someone that watches bee movies all the time, or you can talk to the bee expert. He's being attacked by bees.
Okay. Well, are you going to help him then?
And they've decided that they're going to ask you for help.
Well, are you going to give them advice anyway?
I could give them advice, but it's probably too late because they didn't ask me.
Oh, so you're not going to... You're going to hold that against them?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Well, let's take another call.
You might as well struggle. Struggle a lot. Keep struggling.
Is that what keeps the bees
alive?
It's
like quicksand.
All right, we got one last call. And here we go.
Hey, Mike, it's Jay. Got a couple questions for you about B-Movie. In the first scene, they show a collection of sneakers that Barry owns. And in real life, they say Jerry Seinfeld is said to have a collection of more than 500 sneakers. So just wondering how many pairs of sneakers you and your bee expert have. And then my other question is, in 2016, you know, the film saw a surge in attention due to the rise in popularity of videos on YouTube that consisted of random edits to the film and sometimes the trailer. You can tell I'm reading this. The most popular of these videos is one where the film increases in speed every time the word bee is said. Have you seen this version? Would you watch this version? I wonder how long it takes, and can we post a link to it? Thanks.
Well, that was Jay, one of the other B-movie maniacs that called in. Huh, I guess Paul never called in. Yeah, Chris and Jay. Anyway, whatever. Fuck Paul. Well, let's answer the first question first. Sneakers.
I don't think Paul likes me.
Well,
that's the problem.
I think Paul loves you. So I have one pair of sneakers.
One pair.
Literally. I have two, but the second pair is the old pair of the exact same shoe I have. I literally buy the same shoe of the same size off Amazon, because it's the only place I can find it, but I love my shoe, and I think it's great, so I just buy it every time. So
why would you move around and try out a new shoe when you've found a good one?
I got sneakers, I have boots, and I have two, three pairs of dress shoes, but I have one pair of sneakers, and then boots, and blah, blah, blah.
Right, I've got, like, three pairs of sneakers, right?
Okay.
Two of them are, like, you know, like, super cash.
Like Chucks or something?
Yeah. One of them is, like, a red pair of Chucks, and then, but they're really old. They're, like, broken in. They're awesome. They're good to just, like, wear out and out or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I've got a nicer pair. They look more like Keds.
Keds.
I think they're, like, Vans. They're, like, old school Vans. But like, also red. I like red sneaks. I'm a big fan of the red sneak.
Yeah.
But I save those for, like, when I'm, like, going to work. Don't want to have, like, those, like, black, like, smudge marks all over the side of the shoe.
Yeah.
You want to look, like, you know, you know, presentable.
Yeah.
You know? So I've got those. And then I've got a pair of running shoes, which I suppose are sneakers.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for counting that, I have another pair of sneakers, then. Because I do have running shoes.
Do those count as sneakers?
I don't know. Caller, call back in.
Are you going to post a link to the other version of the
movie? That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Do you just want to watch it right now?
I'd watch it.
All right. We're going to pause right now. We're going to watch it, and we'll come right back and tell you what we thought.
Yeah.
All right.
What exactly is your relationship to that woman?
We're friends.
Good friends?
Yes.
How good do you live together?
Wait a minute. This isn't
about her little bed bug.
Whoa.
That
literally just ended.
That ended weirdly abruptly. Do you think that was genuine?
I don't know.
It was getting ridiculous.
Yeah, and then it just was done.
Yeah, it started out slow, because there's not much dialogue at the beginning, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
It was 7 minutes and 3 seconds to the caller. Oh, Jay, I guess we know who the caller was, Jay. It was fun. We were giggling.
Yeah, it was good up to, It was super, super funny up to, like, the halfway mark.
Yeah. And then it just got, like, once it visually started getting weird, because for a long time it was just the voices get higher and higher and higher and faster, and it just seemed like that's how bugs would talk.
Yeah, exactly. No, the middle part was kind of like, well, this is, like, just kind of, like, watching bees.
Yeah, this is what the movie should be. Just speed up the movie to that speed the whole time. Yeah, should just be that whole time. Why don't we get to ratings?
Rating time.
So let's do 1 out of 100 pollen jocks.
Okay.
What would you give this movie?
I don't know. I would give this, and again, I think that like my history, loving Barry and his work, kind of influences my rating here. But
sure.
I'm giving it 75 pollen jocks.
75 pollen jocks.
Yeah.
That's not a bad score. I mean, to be honest, this movie is way more bonkers than I thought it would be. Like, I had heard there was, like, bee-human relationships in it, and there was, and that was funny, but there's so much, like, out-of-nowhere shit that happens in this movie. And I think it's a weird comedy, so, you know, I'm gonna... I think I'm gonna be less, but I'm gonna say 50 pollen jocks.
Mm.
Like it's a weird artifact for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say check it out, you know. So yeah, that's that.
Yeah, I would watch this movie again.
Yeah, I would too, especially like with some more substance.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
I just honestly though probably what I would watch is the courtroom.
The courtroom scene with John Goodman is so good. John Goodman is really good. All right. Well, yeah. I mean, Jeffrey, thank you for being on.
Thank you for having me. I mean, there's a small market for bee experts in the
Well, happy to get you on and, you know, utilize you. Keep you busy as a bee, as they say. You don't get it. Okay. Well, either way. But, yeah, thank you again. And thank you all for listening. You know, subscribe and... listen and rate and review and all that fun stuff. Season 2 is right around the corner, so get ready for what we have planned for Season 2, because we've been recording them already, everyone, and holy shit, are there some fucking amazing movies. So
by the season finale? Season 1?
Well, no. Season finale. We're currently in the off-season. So, like, we did Season 1.
Oh, I don't even get into a season.
No, but you're in the very special B-Movie Mania. This is a B-Movie Mania. This is a very special episode. This is a special.
Mm.
Hopefully a yearly episode. If you like, you know what, guys? If you like this episode and you've not reviewed before, go to iTunes and you want to do something, talk about the B-Movie Mania episode about this. Buzz about... Give it some buzz.
Yeah.
That would make my heart really good, and I could give the other maniacs a real fucking hard time. Because they didn't want to be involved in this. So, you guys had fun. Please review and talk about how this was a really good episode. Anyway, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Buzz you later. No?
Mm-mm.
He's shaking his head at me.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydie? You can contact the gang on Facebook at BMovieMania. You can also drop them a line at BMovieMania.com. Reach out. Touch them. They're touching themselves. And they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!